I'm back. I'm Lina Mirmont with my Lina Life weekly show. I have something which I would say a slight disconnection, which indeed a contradiction to main philosophy of my shows, where I'm trying to make strange connections. And I will certainly try to find my connections, but it will take me a little bit of the time to do so in this show. And to break this somewhat suspicious build-up with any kind of clue what's going on here, I would say that it was a bit of a humorous polyphony of different facts, and my very special guests took place in a different spot of our schedule here. So therefore, I would have to recreate some clarity and hopefully bring the guest who is planning to be with us this afternoon. But in case if I will not succeed to create this connection and have a pleasure of my guest, it will be rescheduled. So we're not going to deprive ourselves with another thought, another energy, another entertainment. And for now, I like to offer my dear listeners and BBS, who is so accommodating, even with some unusual complications and some situations which wild weather can create. And on this note, I will offer another melodies of beautiful Julian Lampert's talent. And after that, I will go on with my show with the topics which I will announce.
Thank you.
somewhat strange note, I will invade with my thoughts and will say that we will have extremely interesting guests next week, and I will take pleasure to share with you some of my thoughts, which I think will be a preliminary and somewhat correlating to the ideas of my next week's show. And the ideas which I wanted to express today have to do with the times we're living in, which I feel that we would offer to ourselves to rediscovery of our own secrets, our own talents, qualities, which we were not aware of before. Now, why I'm bringing this subject? Well, because it's really connected to the objective challenges like unemployment today, like lack of time for everyday moment of being either with ourselves or children or with our family. And we need to almost stretch, as I mentioned in my previous programs, to some impossible measures. So I hope to devote this program to the idea that whatever was impossible yesterday, perhaps very possible today. We will find our comfort in this thought listening to more music. And in fact, I choreographed this program in the sense that I will leave unfinished phrases and music will finish it for me. And coming back to my idea of self-discovery or maybe rediscovery, I like to point it that it is sometimes necessary to experience some excessive amount of needs or even pain. So it's not always a dream and it's not always by choice. But what's interesting thing is that once we are focused and once we are forced by difficulties, we're coming to discover the beauty. I'm not saying journey can be smoothless, and it's not always will be sun over the quiet ocean. But as long as we're keeping this image of the sun, whether it's through meditation or even through our dreams while we're cooking potatoes, but as long as it is part of our everyday life, it is great chance that we will find this extra dimensional expression, this hidden, beautiful talent. I like to offer a piece of music which perhaps will remind you about certain moments in your life, connect to those moments, and maybe bring them as a part of your real life. We have this double check, self-searching, and maybe a few motifs and phrases in this music will connect to most powerful emotions, which are dreaming and waiting to be outside of you, to be shared with others.
Thank you.
music certainly connected to this wonderful picture of the ocean. And whoever is West Coast or East Coast can share this illusion, at least if weather is not really calm and beautiful picture of this in real life. We still have to go through a little brutality of the storms. But continue on my moment in taking this golden opportunity to talk about us as human beings, not necessarily relating to immediate, obvious, material, hardly measured in our life necessity. I like to almost remind to all of us that we just had very romantic moments of Valentine, and it was somewhat quite unusual to myself personally, but I'm not imposing on anyone with my subjective perception of it. I had my own memories of it. But the reason I'm talking about this is because we certainly don't have enough Valentines through the course of the year. And personally, I feel that we could have taken some traditions from Europe, who was celebrating a Women's Day, where usually a time of a spring temperature and that beautiful vibration of warm spring air with some specific flowers. And that also can be bridged with some romantic holidays. What surprised me, frankly, is somewhat debate which I heard yesterday, which had to do with that beautiful holiday. And some men actually expressed a little bit of a surprise why particularly in this day they have to bring flowers or chocolate and being, so to speak, good boy. Frankly, I agree with that question because I think real men should not wait only for the Valentine Day and then his even very stressful schedule, if he has feelings and devotion to his wife, can find here and there moments of affection. And I like to pick up on this thought and like to say that, in fact, the moment of yesterday's holiday was nourished with the different topics. It was somewhat a reflection of highly high-tech charged times we're living in. I noticed that even the red color, even the shape of the heart was somewhat a little bit differently shaped and also was nourished with different message. There is no secret that if person more troubled and more concerned will send a certain emotions. I think that the meaning of the Valentine's yesterday was that much more profound because times are more difficult and times are somewhat more challenging and unpredictable. So again, it's a philosophy where dialectic plays its role, where actually good and bad add into each other, where bright and dull nourishing each other. So it's a question about a little bit of a test for true human devotion. It's a little bit of a reminder where we are with ourselves first, where we are with our children and other members of our family, and how we can provide for ourselves security. Yes, of course, financial security cannot be underestimated. It's real, it's there, and we are certainly overly challenged and burdened to find means for some people, survival, and for some people, to realize their long-term dreams. That's where those hidden secrets about ourselves coming in use. I have to say that it is not a secret that children are craving for more attention, more time, for more childhood, if I would say, when indeed we are, as adults, don't have enough time for our adulthood. Let's reflect on this thought and listen to another piece of music where I like to connect childhood and our adulthood using music as a beautiful, abstract, and very dear to us connection. Idea of a connection and getting to Valentine post thoughts. I like to say that the shape of Valentine is one of the most favorite shape for indeed children, which is heart and stars. But there's something was incredibly symbolic for yesterday's time, because in fact I'm not sure that all Americans could see this, but there was a tremendous effect on the sky, almost like a miniature little sun meteor, which had a tremendous effect and surprised many people. Something around in the afternoon in the East Coast. I found it's a bit of a coincidence, and yet perhaps it's a very spiritual coincidence, even though word spiritual is so overused. But let's say connection, association with the Mother Nature and our feeling, something Mother Nature did surprise us. So I hope that we will find moments of surprise, and we will find the moments of a simple surprises. Surprises which will indeed connect to our emotional secrets, because we have to find very natural, clear, I would say very agreeable moment to express this surprise for ourselves. This hidden emotion, which is not very rusty and not incredibly protected yet, but screaming and wants to show the world that here I am. I like to certainly express my own new voice. I like to share one moment of a personal story of this a surprise. It sounds like a fairy tale, but indeed it is not. There was a time when I just started my teaching career, and little boy was brought to me by their grandparents, and they wanted to impose their very classic common knowledge desire to educate this boy musically, artistically. And they went too far because they insisted upon the boy to play the piano. And this boy literally was in tears. I couldn't understand really why. But then he really confessed to me something. He said he's afraid of piano. And I was absolutely astonished, because obviously piano couldn't bite him or intimidate him in any kind of human sense. It didn't take me, fortunately, too long to figure out that the boy was very short, very small, extremely sensitive, very gifted, shy, young gentleman. But the piano is huge, has this mysterious curve. And when he obviously expressed his emotions, which were so, so difficult for him to express, he started to cry, but with a such delicate manner that I immediately thought of one music which I played for him, and I asked him to comment on that. Unnoticeably to myself, he came a little closer to the piano, and the reason I noticed this because I noticed a smile on his grandmother's face, and then I connect that to her grandson coming closer to the piano. It's like a grandmother's dream is coming true. But then my dream came true, because I never could imagine that a little boy could find such incredibly beautiful words for the music which I was adoring since my own childhood. His story was, he was imagining a little girl who is walking on a big square by herself, and a strong wind does not touch her. She's not afraid of it, but she's crying because she was alone. It is incomprehensible how many emotions could connect to so many details this little boy expressed in his stories. I hate to tell you how many years went by, how many countries I've seen, how many children I've met and taught. But this story is like beautiful sculpture in my own soul. Sure enough, this boy became a writer. I'm very thankful to this experience because it brought me to a different sphere of emotions, to deeper connections. And on the surface, it is so simple, because young soul use the most natural thing as a language, listening to the most natural expression of music. Those two connected instantly, no force. My idea is that we should try to find those connections in everyday moment. So if we do cook potatoes, perhaps we can listen boiling music. This potato will sound and taste that much better. Let's hear another piece of music. Perhaps about tasty potatoes. And I hope these potatoes indeed sound very tasty. In fact, why did I talk about potatoes? Because it couldn't be more simple, more beautiful food, the least amount of time, in fact, money, and I've put a little bit of butter, oregano, and a few other little secret spices. It can sound and taste just the most beautiful dish on the peasant table and the most exquisite table. In fact, I do not mind to have it as a part of the degustación menu because potatoes are so, so rich in their kinds. Different part of the world grew different part of tomatoes and also some other vegetables. And the reason I'm talking about potatoes because it can be more satisfying and in a fantastic sense carbohydrate food where energy, warmth and connection to something which tastes so wonderful and certainly something to share with the family. Children, thank God, love tomatoes as well. Coming to our other points of connection and self-expression, I'd like to talk a little bit about our company. We finally settled with the name. It was not an easy task because we've been thinking first just about artistic music direction. Then we talked that this is not exactly what we're doing. We like to also hug some human issues. We want to be very clear that music and art not for especially gifted or selected people, not for people who are particularly educated for that. It is indeed for everyone because music and art obviously doesn't need any traditional language, but it has this fantastic connection. So we decided to compromise. We decided to have first word, which represents my name as a Mirmont. And the second word we decided to keep as arts, because in our very comprehensive understanding and conviction, arts is about soul. It's about, again, this wonderful potatoes. And about, indeed, art of self-expression. We always need to remember that what we need to be grateful for Renaissance time was some, in fact, age where people didn't even speak yet, but they expressed themselves through voices, through some folk instruments. In fact, to interrupt myself, I will say that I'm going to have a very interesting guest who is playing very, very rare instrument. And it will be a very unusual program because it is quite unusual, not only because indeed it is a very unusual instrument, but because this modern musician found his own passion in the past. So the more connections we have with the past, the stronger and deeper connections we will have with the present. And we will be that much more prepared for the future, hopefully. So our company, in fact, opens these endless opportunities for children who would be approached for who they are. Not for special gifts, not because they are having some problems, but because they have those gifts which might be hidden. Exactly those qualities which I started my program to acknowledge. Because if those children will be able to express themselves in multi-level and not to be afraid to be different, cannot stress this enough, then society will have that much less problems. So my personal ambition and my personal goal is to give these children some opening and some realization that they are absolutely endless in their gifts and their abilities. Yes, it is very diligent work. I am working with my staff in every detail. We are correlating this with the academic programs in school. We do address special needs, but not in the medical terms, not in the medical sense per se, but in a human sense. So if child, for example, likes to play, let's say, outside for 24 hours and doesn't want to go to school, there is reason for it. So I will watch how he's playing this ball. I will pick up on that creativity. I will pick up on that energy. And I will utilize this to some other areas which hopefully this child will be gradually interested in. So in that small example, I will lead to similar concept, but in a different level, to adults. Because I mentioned in a program that there has to be a link between childhood, childhood, and adulthood. We do deserve a lot of recognition, and we don't get it. We don't have time for this. Or we are just sometimes giving up. Why bother if I will not be able to continue? That's exactly what we're trying to aim at our company. We like to produce this concert series, which actually already are going on, so I have to be more precise, that we are in a very fascinating concert series where classical music, jazz, rock, Latin music, found peace and found harmony. And I find this extremely rewarding because it's open to every listener, to every guest, because someone who doesn't like perhaps Beethoven will be very fond of jazz melody. So if you don't like something, it just means that you're sincere. And if you love something, that means you're becoming that much happier. So we're trying to have this bouquet of feelings, experiences, and an outlet which people will look forward, come back, have confidence and joy to share and perhaps rediscover ourselves. We already had some surprising results because a number of people already started to play again their music instruments. Some of them started to come back to their paintings. And that's what is true, genuine independence. They have some moment of peace inside. With that, you never will be lonely. You might be alone doing what you like to do, but you never will be lonely. See, I have another piece of music which certainly will correspond to idea of sharing through art. Thank you. Kono is almost like a voice of the world. This particular composition, of course, is very innovative one because it was recorded in a way where sensational effect of many piano sounds took place in this composition. So it's almost like a symphony for the piano, genre which was established by composer Julian Lambert. And also, I have to comment that the genre of this particular composition connects to more sensational conglomerations of different emotions. You're just everywhere. You can throw yourself in so many unpredictably wild images. And I found this music somewhat fascinating because in one sense it's very stormy, and yet there is a peace, there is certain comfort. Music has its own secrets. I was trying to describe this, but I'm not sure I really reached my point. Thank God music did. Coming back to our company, I like to express particularly my gratitude to the major figures on our board, one of which is Jerome Shestock, whose connections to the music is very, very indirect. The stature of this person is limitless, and his power was not in establishing his fame or celebrity status, which he proudly carried through his life, but to be truly genuine, showing his interest and devotion for human rights. He would not promote himself through just words or speeches, which he was very famous for, but he would go to the places of action. When Yugoslavia had its very bloody historic situation, he was there. And then he gave absolutely free speeches in different universities. He was so generous to share his knowledge and his passion for human life. I had privilege to meet this person, and describing just a little bit of his role in the world, when I met him, I didn't speak a word of English. It is only true in heaven connections how I was able to communicate, and what a generous understanding he exhibited, where indeed he understood where I'm coming from with my ideas, my culture, and my purpose for life. So this friendship was for over 30 years with his family. In fact, our children are friends. And I brought him up because he was one of the greatest inspiration for me to connect music, art, to human life. I almost showed a protest for the last several years where elite musician power will create this statement and it will not be accessible to everyday life, to the person who perhaps cannot afford to go to the concert or student cannot afford to study music. Yes, it is obviously that funds been cut, that we are in the budget challenges, and unfortunately music and art and some sport are the first to go. But we can do a lot on our own rights. And our company is offering this opportunity. for people who cannot get what they deserve to have, they can come to us. And they will hear and then have opportunity to be part of the event on artistic level and then on a personal level. We've been so fortunate to have some celebrity musicians who are just incredibly beautiful human beings. Carnell Hawkes, who is a pianist and a bass player, also member of Woody Allen Dixieland Band. He generously shared his gift and his enthusiasm, actually, and he already performed at our concert series. And Julian Lambert and Carnell Hawkes played four hands, but they made it as a flute 12 hands. In fact, they changed positions at the piano. In fact, no one could understand how they could move around the piano and still continue playing the same piece. It was hilarious, it was entertaining, and it was most incredibly skilled music performance. So this just to give you a little taste of our life and the source of my own hidden dreams. And I have this ambition to spread my wings, not only on the radio, but on the television someday. Because again, I feel that radio indeed helps television, and television helps radio. Whatever we can create our visual, theatrical images as a radio program, we certainly do not need to do so because television gives us this picture. But television is that much more resourceful because we can see and be entertained or learn something very new, observing human as a whole. So I believe that visible and invisible is such a precious thing in life. So coming back to my point of our hidden secrets, I hope that Valentine brought up some of them yesterday, or I should say brought out more than people even expected. And if someone was somewhat shy and missed his or her opportunity, they are always ahead. They are always there. I'd like to conclude my program and to have this air toast for our human opportunities. Look forward to them, not to miss them in everyday life, in our own everyday moment, because the more we will find those opportunities, the less stressful we will be, and the more powerful we will be, because it is a treasure to be different, to share it with others. And if we are that much enthusiastic about that, it should be welcome. First, by your own energy, your own thoughts, and then hopefully by others. So I'm drinking this air toast. I'm wishing you all the best of the remaining week. And on this note, I will thank BBS for this another edition of Lina Live. That was your Lina Mermont with my reflections on everyday life.